Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We've had quite a week together talking history. Right now, we are in Genesis 2 and Revelation 22, focusing on two elements in God's ecosystem, trees and rivers. We'll have to wait until Monday to get to the rivers, so plan to be here then. If you're going to be away on vacation, then get the free podcast of Definition available from the WEZE website. Instructions on how to download that follow me, so stay tuned. I want to make certain you see in the biblical text the connection I am making between our not perfect past in this life and yet the possibility of a perfect future in the life to come. Adam and Eve, we are told in Genesis, enjoyed the tree of life in the midst of the garden, but only for a little while because when they sinned, the imperfection overtook what was perfect. Their personal history involved both the perfect and the imperfect, but our personal histories are ripe with imperfection as a result of the curse of sin. We all sin, no matter who we are, and this creates for us the greatest of all our many and various problems. We might yearn for perfection. We might try our hardest, heart, mind, and soul, to be perfect. But no matter how hard we try, we never attain it. We're not eating from the tree of life. We're eating from the tree of death. But wait. While our past and present and future, as far as this life goes, is contaminated by the imperfection which results from our sin and the sinfulness of others, we will eat from the tree of life in the life to come if we obey God's command for how to enter the new heavens and the new earth, where the tree of life, again, is so prominent. And so, how do we do what God wants? This all comes down to one person. He is Jesus Christ. God, writing clearly in his Bible, tells us with clarity that there is an exclusive way. The only way to participate in heaven is to throw our imperfect selves on the mercy, compassion, and forgiveness of the perfect man, Jesus. When we express genuine, saving from sin faith, and faith alone, in Christ alone, God takes away all our imperfections and exchanges them for Christ's perfection. This is really good news to capture. God makes us perfect through Christ, his one and only perfect Son. The Bible says we become new creatures when Jesus forgives our sin and exchanges his perfection for our imperfection. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This is 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Like me, your history is full of many thoughts, words, and deeds that were not perfect. Like me, your history is a history of sin. But would you like your future to be new? Would you like the old to pass away and for new things to come? Would you like a future that is perfect, when you also will eat of the tree of life in the midst of heaven? I hope you desire this perfection. None of us can change our past, but through one monumental, clear decision, we can all change our future. Will you humble yourself and submit to Christ your life? Will you ask him to give you his perfect life in exchange for your imperfect life? Do you want to? Write to me now. I'll tell you how. And then join me on Monday as we talk rivers on another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.